Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So then if we know that as, you know, cultivators of culture, it's almost saying we have to know how to play the game and understand it because we want to get to the bag too. But within playing that game, stand for something and have something to where now I know if I'm the NASCAR driver and I'm holding a trophy up, what am I saying with that trophy? Who am I and who do I, what principles and values do I hold? And that's the only reason why I say Drake and Kendrick were they're standing in the same space. One, because they're in the major leagues and they both are artists, poets who have something substantial to say. I can't say Drake is all about consumerism and Kendrick is all about hip hop because Kendrick wants to sell just as many records as Drake does. I can't say Kendrick got so much more substance in his music because the way Kendrick put words together is the same way the songwriting that Drake does. It may be different messages.
Well, but different content.
So. The phenomenal thing about Drake is he's a shapeshifter. We seen him be the R&B lover boy. We seen him be rah-rah next to the D-boys. But if we're talking really what this art form is, it's just storytelling. Drake is Shakespeare.
Yeah, but he's never shifted into the shape of like, the black man.
That's the one thing
people criticize him about.
He's tried and we didn't accept him when he's doing it. He has those records. Those aren't his big records. There's some of my favorite Drake records are records where he's actually talking some conscious shit, like the heat of the moment. Like he got records and he can do that. We don't accept that. We're not going to accept some light-skinned from Canada talking about, you know, free the slaves. Like, so he's definitely made some mistakes. We all have. But to say it's our culture who wouldn't allow him to be pro-black.
I don't think nobody will ever condemn Drake for saying something. Or speaking or utilizing this platform.
I think he has, it's just not as loud as he. One, he's not American, so he can't speak to. But I think every time he spoke to the
if he can be a nigga, he can be a black man. And Drake has accepted the fullness of being a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And so,
but not an American.
I mean, his father is an American.
But I'm saying, like, the struggles that we have, he identifies
the culture that comes from that struggle.
So what should Drake?
Ain't saying what he should do.
What would be if we saw him stand for us? Loudly, like, because I think he was a part of, you know, when the Black Lives Matter movement, all of that. But like, what would you rip the money, the power and the exposure that Drake has? What should he?
I think it's about the maturation, right?
OK,
when you look at Jay-Z, Jay-Z is a representation of maturation of like
fact.
Drake is like high school,
right? He's the boy.
Right. And it's more so about the maturation because then you can, by example of your own life, right, grow people with you.
Yeah.
But here's this. It's a product. I look at him like Apple. I'm just here to sell a product. I'm going to keep selling that product over and over and over and over and over.
Okay.
I don't have any expectations of Drake whatsoever.
Okay.
Just like I don't have expectations of Future. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody else.
Right.
There's some people that will just want to be. And then some people that will decide to say, well, my platform will be more meaningful.
Right.
Black man. And okay. Understanding the difference between a black man and is a direct correlated thing to the problem is that we don't have a balance in culture. right? And we act like these things can't sell, right? But the big three is filled with people who, or what, Cole and Kendrick.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So how does it not sell if we now arguing that these are arguably the best ever?
Right.
The best ever, at least for this generation.
Yeah, this generation.
Right? Because then you got Kanye. Kanye wasn't I'm killing and murdering them. The people that we argue are being the best are the people that have the most messages.
Right.
So you can't tell me that we won't accept message. We'll accept that when Lil Baby had a message, we accepted that and we loved it.
Yeah, but if he would have started that way, we wouldn't have came. Drake is an anomaly, and I think
an anomaly.
Like you said, to your point,
but he just represents an archetype.
It's more about
of culture.
Yeah, culture and, like you said, ethnicity. He is a Canadian, so therefore he probably doesn't even understand. So he didn't go to school down here. He don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, he was in H-Town.
But if
he know the lean, pimping, drinking.
That's what he was exposed to. I'm talking about the stuff that we was just talking about. The stuff that we would, like, the way we grew up and saw how we were programmed and we saw how our men were treated in our neighborhoods. Like, he didn't really see that.
He grew up in school, it'd be false
for him to talk about the struggle. Even when he started from the bottom, now we're here. We're like, all right,
if you a black man that been throughout America and you cannot relate, right, and have an understanding, right, about the different dynamics of America, what does that make you? Wholly ignorant. So to say that you are incapable of it, right? Because Michael Jackson and everybody else.
Oh, I didn't say he was incapable, because I think he's a brilliant brother. And I think we won't accept him as that because of what we know of him.
I mean, we accepted him almost as a gangster.
Mm.
Shit, Drake be talking about go get your bike off and off. We almost accepted every variation of Drake. We've accepted the Caribbean Drake.
Yeah.
We've accepted Canadian.
He's a shapeshifter.
We've accepted American. We've accepted white. We've accepted every version of Drake.
But the things that Kendrick
Drake
stands
is the
on.
Bestseller yeah. in hip-hop history of any form that he wants to sell us.
All I'm saying is Kendrick, the things Kendrick stands on, we wouldn't accept that from...
Oh, no. We wouldn't...
Because
we
he doesn't have that experience.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, we allow Drake to be what Drake is, a talented and gifted storyteller. He makes and writes great music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an activist in Kendrick Lamar, like the same. There was an activist in Tupac. There's activists in certain artists that you just have to. You admire their art, but you admire the person that they... I don't think we admire Drake the person. We admire Drake the businessman. We admire Drake the artist.
Right.
We admire Kendrick the person. And that's even in the battle when we saw, like, Drake was attacked in the...
Kendrick than we do.
And that's...
Do Drake.
And that's great.
It's the spirit of Kendrick that I think we admire as if, you know, that when you get a platform...
What he represents.
Yeah, we want you to speak some semblance of truth and honesty, right? And be real. Like, what do you actually think and feel?
Yeah.
As an artist, what is the best thing to get from an artist besides what's on their spirit, what's
facts.
On their mind?
Facts.
So the thing is that I'm never say, oh, I wanted this record from them and this record from them. It's just that's going to always be your exposed weak point when you say you're the king of this culture.
Yeah.
This American culture is bred out of knowledge and expressing, right, what goes on in our world. So you can't be the king of it. If every other kingdom, every other person that we look at is great, they have all have those moments or records or part of themselves that represent that side, right? From Pac to Nip, right? To Kendrick, right? Even Eminem.
Right.
You know, no disrespect.
No, I love him. Come on, man. Marshall is my guy.
but to that point, that's why it's always going to be a weak point for him. That's what I'm saying. Because you are...
But he's still the king.
You are king of a culture that you don't properly represent stand up for.
Still a king.
Right? Yeah, you're still a king. But
that's even...
You're joking, but
that's the same
you're
shit
You're a king
Eminem.
Of which culture? So look, there's two different cultures in America.
Right.
What did Martin Luther King say? It's two sides of America.
Yeah.
It's two sides of black America.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? There's the nigga side, there's the black side.
Yeah.
Right? Then you got the 5%, you got the 85%.
Right.
He's king of the 85%.
Which is the majority.
Which is where we get back to media. Mm-hmm. That's what they want, the king of the 85. They want the person that just gonna tell you to vibe, dance, kick it, be joyful, have fun. Don't think about politics or in reality and getting more for yourself. No.
Right.
You would be the perfect representative hybrid over American culture as somebody that keeps you sleep. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what it is. I couldn't put it better myself.
Well, no, we arrived there together. I ain't beefing with him.
Yeah,
no, Katanin is with me. No,
I was entertained. I didn't know who was going to win, and I was like, okay, this is.
But that to me is just a metaphor for this tug of war.
100%.
That's all it was for me. It's not about these guys personally. I don't know them personally, right? Yeah. But it's a metaphor, right? For, you know, you had KRS-One on your show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you talk about where culture goes in a form of like looking at the vehicle of hip hop as it sways culture in different ways, right? Starting from early boom bap, conscious dance, expression, all of that. Then you go into different coasts and look at how they have influences from the political conscious gangsterism on the West Coast, right? Till you got the consciousness on the East Coast, but then turn into the party music, Diddy movement, And then you got Atlanta, which was more so vibes.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right.
Like, we ain't trying to hear none of that. We just hear the vibe. Then we go into drug culture. Then we go into so many different ways. And then ultimately, right, who are some of the kings of the streets right now? You got Future, you got Thug, you got Drake. You feel me? So, yes, you are the king of that culture. That's not what somebody is not saying. We're saying is that culture that you're a king of, right, is a culture that we don't want. Right?
So then I got to take it one step further. Or internalize it, because what you just described, that duality, is all within us.
Yeah, I think you're the king of the spectrum.
Yeah, I was about to say I'll bring it all the way home. I don't think I'll be on some like super ratchet, you know, let's turn up in the strip club and get it popping all the way to like I'm in church on Sunday and then I'm out marching on Monday. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but we all have those, like, I'm human. Like I said, I always say, man, I'm a beautiful contradiction, a wonderful conundrum, because I'm like, I'm built with so much inside of me. I have so much passion, feel like I have so much to give, but I'm not going to get this shit right every time. And I'm actually not even looking to be right. Like, I don't care if someone agrees with me. I don't care what some people's comments or opinions about me. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking to do. I'm looking to give. I'm looking to make people feel. I don't care how you feel. I just want you to feel.
Yeah.
And from that, I think that allows us not to be so judgmental in every aspect in which we're talking about. I mean, I think Buddha probably said it the best. It was like, you know, judge nothing and you'll be happy. Forgive everything, you'll be happier. Love everything and you'll be the happiest. So in that, wanting to just zoom out and operate out of love. Like, I, from this point, like, that's the only thing. Like, I don't even, people ask me stuff no more. Like, I don't have an opinion on it. Mm. I just want it to exist. I'm just happy as happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy someone's feeling. I'm happy someone's trying to figure something. I'm happy someone's learning. I'm happy there's a lesson in every action. I'm happy that those lessons are occurring for the next generation. So that's why I try to remove myself from, like, the pontification and the discourse between what are you here and a Republican, a Democrat, this, a liberal. Like, all of that stuff is, we've been programmed to feel like we have to put ourselves in a certain box. But if we zoom out and just be like, I'm just grateful and showing gratitude for existence, for the process to be able to do this, for the process to be able to build and cultivate. And because not too long ago, we weren't able to do that. We weren't able to have an opinion. So how can I knock a man for having one? Like, I don't think we should see eye to eye. The fact that you can say something, I can say something, and we can respectfully agree to disagree and go our separate ways anywhere in this country is a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? And I get to have my gun on my hip, too. You know what I mean? Like, that's the country I want to live in, where I can talk my shit and have my gun on my hip and move and get to the bag however I choose to. Because that's the thing. Like I said, the inner thing, and that's in bringing it back to the Drake and Kendrick thing, but just in, you know, our own, you know, inner dichotomy. It's like, as much as I love and culture, I love capitalism. I love getting to the bag too, and because there's freedom in that.
Yeah.
We all want to be as free as we possibly can, and we know the idea of having, you know, wealth gives us freedom, and however we define wealth through society. So I'm chasing that. You know what I mean? I'm not necessarily chasing a number no more. I used to be so stuck on a billionaire by this age, but it's I gotta stop and be appreciative and grateful for the journey that I can actually chase that level of freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that we all have the ability today to chase that level of freedom.
You definitely have a level of freedom that most people don't have.
All of it's not connected to money.
And what I realized as you were talking,
I just don't give a fuck sometimes. Yeah.
But as you was talking, I realized you're raising Drake's and Kendrick's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I got a little light skin, curly hair, what's a little.
I see what's going on. Yeah. No.
But that's not, I'm doing what I want to do.
So that's why it's interesting, because you will see you with Dr. Umar one day, and then you have your white baby mother the next day. And that's where you exist in this interesting space, right? To where people are always trying to figure you out.
Right, right.
Right? To saying, what the hell is Nick Cannon doing? Right. You feel me? Right. And it's like, I want to know how you view yourself in that sense. And I know you talked about a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
And the way you love and the way you see things. But it's like, more so like, what are those things that, you know, you do lay down your sword on, right? So let's say, I know you get a lot of flack for so many different things. Right? Let's say the Zeus Network thing. What was the show?
Bad versus Wild.
Bad versus Wild.
Yeah.
So I want to get to, how do you make a decision, right? Which it seems a little far left on the spectrum of Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the Bad versus Wild, because you have to know that the blowback is going to be instant, right? So is that a money decision completely? Does it affect your values to say, I'm gonna just sacrifice these and then fuck with this?
I mean, if we're going specifically, man, I saw a black man owning his own network that I wanted to support. Mm. You know, shouts out to my brother Lim. And then also going into the type of content, first of all, it could have been way worse. But there was parts of me like, yeah, we ain't gonna do that. You know what I mean? Like, so there is a moral compass in which I stand.
The moral compass is, we could have made it worse.
It could have been worse. No, but in that sense of where we are, I love ratchet shit. I mean, from whether it's, you know, Sexy Red to Glorilla to I'm a person. I don't do it as much as anymore, but throwing money in strip clubs and that's been a part of who I am, and I'm not gonna deny it. at any aspect, because I believe one thing that I've always been able to do in the public eye or even when the camera's off, I'm very comfortable with who I am. I never try to portray something that I'm not. You know what I mean? Even whether it's the sovereignty of the turban and all, like, I've studied those spaces, like, right. And I'm like, ooh, I want that. I want a piece of that. That sounds like me. I'm going to associate myself with that. And even within that sovereignty, I have the will to think freely in that space of when I want to enjoy. Like, I'm not a big consumer of alcohol. Like, I've never been drunk in my life. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't do drugs. You know what I mean? Like, I smoke weed every now and then. You know what I mean? Like, somebody allow a chick to take me on a shroom experience.
Ayahuasca destiny.
Yeah. So, but even that is like, oh, I did it. I'm not one of those people that are controlled by substances. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any vices, you know, other than probably say women. And I don't have any secrets. Mm. And there's a level of, like, you introduce me to a man who doesn't have any secrets, mm. and I'll show you a free man. Mm. Like, and I would encourage every living individual to rid themselves of any shame and get rid of anything that you may think of, oh, I don't want nobody to know this about me. Because then you're giving the power to the dark forces. Because as we all know, what goes on in darkness will come to light.
Peace family, 19 Keys. You know we gotta pay the bills, so this episode is brought to you by Smart Marks Gold. We call this smart because it has lion's mane in it. Lion's mane is a nootropic. Nootropics are things that help you with cognitive function and enhancement. That's talking about the brain. The reason that I can come on here, have conversations, and remember things, have recall, retention, focus, clarity of mind without the brain fog, right? It's because I take that lion's mane consistently so that it is always in my system, helping my brain regrow that matter, right? Helping with the myelination, which is just talking about electricity that flows between the neurons, which is the information that you have in your brain. So sometimes you get stuck and you're like, I can't remember. You need some of that Smart Marks Gold, right? It also, of course, has CBD, the gold powder in it. And then, of course, it famously has sea moss. So you're going to be getting those minerals, those nutrients. You're going to get that overall well-being. Your body's going to feel good. And you're going to be getting smarter on these. So I take two of these every single day. You take them throughout the month, and you're going to see great results. So make sure you go to goldewater.com. So, yes, we sell more than gold water, right? All of this is about remineralizing, especially in the world where we are deficient of minerals and we are over-chemicalized. Make sure you tap in. Get your Smart Marks Gold right now. Peace. Stay hollow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.